I went to the prison, I asked the permission to go there in order to teach the music to them. But I go there with a class, but a big group of them, around 50 of them, and I give them, because the class very difficult to find a class, so the way I use is I apply the way like this. I give them one of them, I give them only one class or one person. What? Because almost all of them know nothing about music. So they have just to get ready, hold one class, and ready. When I point, he will only one, that one note. When I stop, they stop. And it became a song because of this hand. I will just point like this. But I try to act like a conductor. To be more beautiful. But I go there to teach music, but I did not teach music. I use music as a medium to help them to improve their inner. But only play music is help them a lot, because they learn how to concentrate. Not, you know, the prisoner in the prison, they will have a two difficulty. One, they always worried about their life in the past. And another one, they always worried about in the future. So this instrument bring them back to the present. Because they know nothing about music, they just ready. That is the way, you know, I found that this is a good way to practice about concentration. Very good. And another thing is I want to teach them about life, but I will not force them to learn about life. So I have intent to, but I never prepare about what to teach to them. No, I will try to look for a chance. When there is a chance, I will use it. So it's like a natural, like one sample. I give them 50 of them. I give them one class for one person. And six of them combined in a group. That is one note. Like do is six person, re six person, mi fa like that. So when I teach them one day, after finish, one among them, he hold the glass of la note, la. He asked me, teacher, I would like to change the group. I said, why? He said, because the song that you teach today has no la. So, oh, I just realized at that moment. Then we have to take care. When we choose a song to teach them, we have to take care that everybody has a chance to create. So I said, I promise, next week I will take care of you. So at that moment, I learned how to teach the group like this, because I never teach like this before. So next week, I go and teach the same one. Teacher, I still want to change the group. What's the problem? He said, teacher, because the song that you teach today has only one line. Because you have to pay only one time. And finish. So I have to learn how to solve this problem. So because after I used to be a seminarian in the coming in, and I study until the third year of philosophy in Lusmundi. And Bishop Philippon, he is here.
He was here today.
He was here.
Left.
Left. Yes. He is my classmate. So, but after that, I go to study music in university, and I graduate from Jurong in music education, and my major is classic guitar, so I have a background in music. So when they say, I have only one path, I have to use the knowledge of music theory to help. But if they have only one path, but whenever we have fun, we can point them and pray, because it's perfect. It's harmony. This is the strong point of the group. Because when I perform alone, the most I can perform is 3 or 4. But for them, I live. Because they are separate. So this is a strong point. So when they have only one la, when they have fun, I just point at la, and this is harmony. But however, I have to use this situation to teach them something. So I ask them to perform their song again. But this time, with only one la, but this time, when I point at la, I ask them to not pray. Like this, when point at la, no sound from la. And when the song finished, I asked what happened. They said, the song is not complete. So I told them that in one song, if you are alive, you have a chance to play only one time, and though you have 6 times, we are equal. Because we cannot miss one time. If without this one time, this song cannot perform. So in order to teach them to learn about the value of the each one in the society or in the band also. So I always use this way to teach them, and after the first prison, the news about this activity spread out. So I have to go to another prison, and now so it's expand out. Like this morning is another new one that they invite me to go there. And if they have more time, I can go there and teach them to pray. But if not, sometimes the project is like only 1 day project. I just go there with the class, perform, and talk with them. Inspired them or like that. So I found that this is, you know, after I found this, after I started this activity, I found that this is my mission. And I have just realized that, you know, when I was in the seminary, I never think of them. And I think that this is my life. But one day something happened, and I think, oh, maybe this is not our way. So I think about that 1 year. And after 1 year, I just try out. And God prepared many things to arrange something for me to do. And after, you know, not just 5 years ago, I just realized that this is a way that God asked me to do, and it's only me that can do this with this instrument. So I perform for you many songs, but it's just song. This is an instrument. So now I'd like to perform some classical music for you. This is a song from very famous, the most famous opera of Georges Bizet.
Georges Bizet.
But
I asked him why he decided like this. He said, teacher, you have to think, what if the man like me? Because if he didn't have a chance to perform this time, it means that his life will never have the chance like this again. So I found that this instrument not only learned, teach them how to play music, but I can touch that they feel like they receive back their own dignity. And they was very peaceful, and you know, most of them was now, the first group was free, and most of them still call me and send a message to me quite often. Just say hello, just to tell them where am I now, what I'm doing, like that. But the most wonderful event is after I bring the first group to go around, have an interview and perform outside. So this 15 of them was reached the standard of the prison. Yeah. So they was received like an award. To be free immediately. And some of them they still have around 1 and 8 year. Yes. So because of this activity, because the prison they said that not the prison but the Department of Justice, like they said that this group has grown already, that they are ready to go on. And this is only some of the sample that happened in my class. I still have a lot of wonderful work of God that works through this instrument. And the last, only last week, I was contact to bring them to perform again. Maybe now they try to organize. But they ask the permission now, in the process of ask for the permission. They asked me to bring them to perform in the some event that we organized in United Nations in Bangkok. So all of this, I think, will help them to like value add for the project. But the most important thing is, I'm not sure if this is if we can call this all of the activity as what? As a what? As a evangelization, yes. Because if we talk about evangelization, if we think that evangelization is teach them to learn about Bible, about the belief of Catholic or something like that. So this actually is not evangelization. But if we think that evangelization is something that helps them to bring them back their own dignity, human dignity, or if something that can help them to be free, I mean not free from the prison, but free in mind. Yes. Or if something that can help them to be peaceful, to be peaceful. If this is evangelization, I think this instrument is an evangelization. Because when I go to the prison, and this is why I think that it's only me to do this job. Because in the prison, like suppose, especially in Thailand, most of the prisoners are Buddhist. And the officer, they always think, Catholic, we have a like a commission or some organization works in the prison. But if the church contact with the prison and asks the permission to go to do some activity, and sure, we will have at least one priest to go or some religious to go along with the group. You know, when you went to prison to go inside, like when I go inside, I have to pass at least 5, 6, 7 wall. Like we have a very strong wall. But if you go there as a Catholic organization, you will have a special wall, more, and an invisible wall. They will say, why come here? Because all of them are Buddhists. Then we have a special wall for you, very strong one. But because when I start, I go there because the, some of the Catholic women, they go like that, and they invite me to perform, and I perform, and I ask the permission to go there individually. Finally, now they themselves invite me to go. And when I go there, I never bring the Bible. I never read the Bible to them. But sometimes I will tell some story from the Bible that leads to the event. Not start by read the Bible, no. But if it, is popular, I will like tell them some story from the Bible, like that. And that's it. But they will quite clear that I am Catholic. Only that. And I think this is very good for this. Because it's now they was invited to go around to many prisons. And another next 2 weeks, I will give a session for the officer of the prison. They have like a training. So they asked me to go there and give a session to them, like if in the Catholic peer we may talk like a can apitan.
Pastor.
How to pastor to the prisoner like that. By because when I go there, I teach music, I told the story, I have many jobs, and this is my way, and they love this way. And they ask me to share with them this way. I think this is a very good, you know, in the beginning, I don't know what will happen, because I know nothing. I only have a intent to do something on this instrument. To share with them, to love them only, but how? I don't know. Just day by day, I go there, and God will give me the way to go. And as the Bible said, when we have a confidence in God, God will arrange everything for us. Exactly at the moment that we need. Like I have a story. One day when I teach them, and I told about the concert in the Thai Cultural Center for the Very Highness Princess, and the prison, they said, and what about the dress of the prison? How? We need a very good dress. You know, at that time, I think if I told some Catholic businessman that I know, sure, they would help. But unfortunately, I am, this is my personality. I know it is very hard to ask something from someone, even for
others.
Very hard for me. So this is my prayer. I pray to God that if you use me, you have to know me well. I think if I ask, I will receive. But for me, very hard to ask. What if you give it to me by just throwing it to me? And it is difficult, you know. And I, when I was like this, I have a lot of problems. But I never worried about it. Because I'm sure that I do my part. And God will do the rest. Like that, really. And you know what happened? Before the concert, 2 weeks, we still don't have the shirt, the dress. So one day I go to a meeting with the Catholic business club. One morning come to me and say, oh, my friend, I saw your news about the activity in the prison. Very good. Can I help you? I said, sure. So I told him that we will have a show but we still need a church on this address. He said, oh, very easy. Monday, I will send my staff, two of my staff, go with you to the prison. And, you know, God will arrange things for us immediately when we need, and for God, the best only. You know, I never know that his business is, he is a very big exporter garment. And he has a big factory. So he sent he sent two staff to measure the size of the thing, and after that 1 week he sent us 60 dresses and how to say export quality. It's wonderful. And it's like that. It's only like that. So for me, when I was like this, even though we still have a lot of problem, I just face it peacefully and never worry about it. Only try my best and God will do the rest. So, oh, sorry I talk too much. I think this is maybe the last song, because when I finish, I have to go back to Bangkok immediately, because tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I have to fly to Chiang Mai for another session, but don't worry. God take care of me very, very, very well. The last song I would like to perform this song for you. For the very near Christmas that will come very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Villapol, for warming our hearts and lifting our spirits. And thank you for sharing with us your mission, because this is what the church calls all of us. And thank you for the response that you have given and are continuing to give, because that is what we have, and we were talking about these past days. Our religious, the impact of our culture or religious in the church today. And so you being a layman, giving yourself to this mission is a real gift to the world, to the church, and to us. So thank you very much, and God bless you and your family. We would like to call on Bishop Winston to not only say thank you, but maybe to give our kind regards and blessing to our performer and evangelist. So if you'd like to enroll to his class. Okay, now you have the chance tonight. Thank you.